Alright, here we are inside of the first interact container, which is has the ID of add friend. And that's the one I put the question in. See how it says add first name, last name as a friend? Then there's a little space there, and next to that line there's a link that just says yes. Now, when they click yes, this is another one of those on click return false links, where on mouse down, when they do press it, we're going to fire off a JavaScript function named add as friend. Through that function, we're sending two arguments. The first one is the session logged in, the guy who's logged in ID, using the session variable. The second argument is the person who owns the profile's ID. Okay, now let's add this function called add as friend, and inside of this script tag, we can put more JavaScript. Let's go ahead and borrow this function, or the beginning of it anyway. Let's make a little note for ourselves here and say function for the function is looking for two numbers. Alright, let's put that here. Let's call this, what was the name of that? Add as friend. Add as friend. And we want two numbers. The first one is, we can make them say whatever we want here, and that will be the variable name. So let's just say A and B. Remember A, remember B. Remember, those are going to be numeric values. Okay, we'll just put an alert right here for testing. Make sure those two values, which is going to be the person ID who's requesting friendship and the person who they are requesting as a friend. So let's put an alert window to pop up and we'll test that real quick. Let's say member with ID space, then put a plus sign here and put the A plus sign, double quote, space is from member with ID plus the B. That's going to be the other member's ID. So when this alert window, when this alert function fires off, it's going to show us the member of the member ID of the person requesting friendship and the member ID of the person who they are wanting to be friends with. So let's test this out now, FTP it. Alright, let's refresh. Let's try to add Alex as a friend. Add Alex Sarnowski as a friend? Yes. And see, there's that JavaScript pop-up alert. Member with ID 1, which is me, is requesting friendship from member with ID 351, which is Alex. You press OK, and now you can continue developing, knowing that your values are going incorrectly. Okay, let's go ahead and comment this out. That alert, we don't need it. And let's pop in what we do need. And let me explain what's going to happen. And I hope you're paying attention. If you don't know how to use jQuery's post mechanism to access AJAX functionality, you're going to learn it right now. Okay, so this is the code I just placed in, and let's explain it. First, we make a value for a variable of URL, and the value is going to be scripts for profile / request as friend.php. That's the PHP script that we're going to use to communicate with this function, to check everything, or to actually add them as a friend if everything goes okay. So we need to make a folder in the system called scripts. We already have a scripts folder, I think, but we're going to make a new one called scripts for profile, where just the scripts for the profile will go. And some people like to put little .gif animations of loading sequences or whatever to let people know that something's happening. Or you can use the actual add friend container and put this text in it saying please wait. There's a lot of different things you can do. I like using the .gif animated pictures, so eventually I might add one of those, but for now I'm just going to leave this to where it will take away that question and it will put please wait into the box. And so while they see please wait in the box, they should wait. And it really is split second. As fast as all this works, it's split second, so they won't be waiting long. They probably won't even see that please wait thing there very long at all. Now here is the actual post mechanism, or post function. And what we're doing is we're sending this URL. This post function takes on parameters. So what we're giving it as parameters is URL, and then in here we can send any variables we like. The request variable has a value of request friendship. The member one variable has a value of A. Remember that we're getting member one's ID using that A. And the member two value is going to be B, which is the member who is requesting friendship. Now, when you say function data, that means there's going to be data coming back to this page without the page refreshing or anything. And right here is where you can execute code that will communicate with elements on the page to change things. So what we're going to do is say the add friend element, that add friend window, is going to get HTML data. That means it's going to be HTML coming from this PHP script. The data is going to show and fade out 12 seconds. So it'll show the results of them trying to make friends with that person without the page ever having to refresh. And that is how you can use jQuery to very easily access AJAX functionality. So now we have to create this folder, create this script called requestisfriend.php. I'm going to do that now and I'll show it to you. And then we'll throw everything on the server and test it out. Okay, here is that requestisfriend.php script that is living in the new folder I created. That new folder is here, you'll see. It's called Scripts for Profile. And there it is, Scripts for Profile. Alright, what happens inside of this script is those two variables that are coming from this jQuery post functionality, those two variables are the members, or the two member IDs needed to make the friend request. In Request as Friend, first thing you want to do is get those two posted variables, mem1 and mem2. See? They're being sent there, mem1 and mem2. You get those two posted variables, and then you can cleanse them if you like, filter everything but numbers for security. So then you have variable mem1 and mem2 here that is cleaned, ready to go. So you do an evaluation, say, if there's no value for mem1, if no value for mem2, then echo error missing data, and then exit the script. Keep in mind this echo will go onto the profile page into the add as friend container, because we set it up that way in the JavaScript here, right here. HTML data coming from that script is returned to the page in a seamless sort of way. So if that data is in place, it'll skip right through this condition. It'll go to this condition. If mem1 is equal to mem2, you cannot add yourself as a friend. That's what they'll see. This scenario should really never happen. And you can check for it in the JavaScript here to make sure A does not equal B. You can give them an alert instead of doing the evaluation here in PHP. Okay, so if those two things get bypassed and everything's okay, then we're going to include once to the scripts folder. Since we're in another folder, we have to jump out of this folder using ... will help you jump out of a folder. We'll go up into the scripts folder like normal into the connect to MySQL file. Once this line runs, we're connected to the database, then we can do things we need to do here. So if the post request equals request friendship, which it is in that JavaScript function, we're going to query the database and we're going to select ID from friend requests. And note that we don't have this table made just yet. I have to make this table called friend requests, and I'll be doing that inside of PHP MyAdmin. So you select ID from friend requests where mem1 equals mem1 and mem2 equals mem2. And then you check the numRows on that. And if the numRows is greater than 0, you echo out, you have a friend request pending already for this member. They must approve it when they view their request list. Then you exit the script. That means they already have a pending request for that member already. You don't want to have multiple pending requests for the same people. You know what I'm saying? So if that one gets bypassed and that's not an issue, Then we go on to this code where it checks to see if there is not a request pending where profile owner is not already requesting this viewer. That means, unbeknownst to you, this person that you're on their profile has already requested friendship from you, and you have a friend request from them already that you need to go and check and approve. So we select from friend requests where mem1 equals mem2 and mem2 equals mem1. We just kind of swap things and check if the other guy has requested his friendship already. Then we echo out this user has requested you already. Go check your friend request in your profile. Exit. Alright, so that's kind of like error checking to see if there's a pending request for those two people already in the friend requests table. And remember, the friend request table that we're going to build in just a second is only for pending requests. We're also going to put one field inside of our existing table. That way we can hold the array, which will actually be the friends list. Alright, so what happens is after those two conditions make it by and no errors are there, that means there's no pending requests, then we want to insert into friend requests mem1 into field mem1 and field mem2. That's what we're going to name the fields in the database. We're going to give them values of this mem1 variable and this mem2 variable. And that's it. That's when the pending friend request goes into the database. Then the next SQL query is going to insert into private message system. This is a table. I'm just going to actually comment this out because we're not going to be doing this just yet. This is going to be when we build our private message system into the site. We'll have this send a message to that person, a private message saying you have a friend request. But since we don't have that application in just yet, we'll comment this out and then uncomment it later to actually send it in. Give the person a private message when they get a friend request. That way they're alerted to it. And you just echo out, friend request sent successfully. This member must approve the request. So that is it for that side of things. And there's a little more to the system, like you want to be able to block people, so you're going to have to add, we're going to have to add extra code for that. You're going to be able to want to remove friendship, so we're going to need some more code to handle removing friends from each other's arrays.
Man, you still with me? You paying attention?
Please type in the words. I think I'm going to add one more thing to this friend request table. So let's put a comma here. And let's say this will be a field called time. Let's just call it time date. So it'll be a time date and a field called time date, which I want to put now into. So here in the values, I can borrow this little now down here. Right there. Just grab a comma. Put it right in there with those guys in the values. That way it'll put this time and date. If I make it a time date type field, it'll put this time and date. That way we can record when the friend requests happened. That way later on down the line, if you want to remove friend requests that are like a year old in your system, you could just easily run a script to find all the ones that are prior to a certain date and delete all of them. That's why it's good to record the date on everything when you're working with MySQL. It's good to record now when things happen. Now let's go make this table called friend requests in PHP MyAdmin. Okay, here I am inside of PHP MyAdmin. I'm going to make a new table. What did we need to name it? Friend requests. And that's going to be in the same place, blabbing and my members table. So friend requests, number of fields, I think I only need 3, right? 1, 2, 3, I need 4. 1 for the ID. Go! Now field 1, ID. This is going to be for the auto-incrementing ID that's in most every table you have. So let's put this at int, no length value. Go all the way over to auto increment, click that, index, primary. Now the next one, what do we have? We have mem1, mem2, and time date. we need to throw in there. Mem tool, time date. Now this time date field, you want to be date time. Date and time, so date time. And you don't need a default value, it'll do it on its own. That's good. Now mem1 and mem2 are going to be integers. Those are going to be numbers because they're IDs for members. But you want a length and a value on that. You can use 11. Now let's save that. Okay, now we have our friends request table. So insert into friends requests mem1, mem2, and the time and date. And those are the values. Bada bing, bada boom. If it fails, you'll get an output saying friend request insertion error. And when we get the private messaging system built into WebIntersect, then we'll uncomment this query and give that person a private message saying, you have a new friend request. You better go check it and get some friends, buddy. Alright, so that's that. Now I can FTP this up and check since I have this table available. And yes. Yes, everything good, good, good. While we're in phpMyAdmin, let's go into the My Members table. We're going to add something. Let's go into the structure. This is going to be very important. You don't miss this. In here somewhere, you want to add something called Friend Array. So let's do that now. Under YouTube. So we'll go here to After YouTube. Add one field. Go. We'll get to name this field. We'll call this friend array text. Actually, this one, if you wanted to hold the most amount of friends, you would use, I think, long text here. Right there. Medium text will hold more than just regular text. Text holds 10,000, I believe. Medium text holds some big, huge number. Long text holds an even bigger, huger number. I'm going to go with... Let's just go with text for now, because I don't see WebIntersect, that actual site, people getting over 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 friends. You know, if it gets to that point, I'll change this field to medium text, and it can hold that many. It'll be okay. Now, and I might set a cap. I might only let people get 1,000 friends or 5,000 friends. Who knows? That way it actually means something, you know? If you limit it to only 10 friends, it'll really mean something. People will have their 10 favorite people from your site in their list at all times. But, you know, it's all the way you want to do it. Alright, so text. You don't have to put length value on that. I think everything's good to go on that. Save. Now, when friend requests are accepted, you have this friend array field ready to go. It's a text field. It can hold a lot of text. A lot of text in that array. Okay? You want more? Medium text. You want a lot? Long text. Now I can finally FTP and test this script and this JavaScript AJAX functionality here. Okay, now I've FTP'd the files up, and I already requested friendship from Gabe, so I know it's working, and I'll show you now. I'll prove it. Let's go to some other person. Let's go to Aaron, and add his friend. Let's click yes. It said, please wait for a brief second there, and then it said, friend request sent successfully. This member must approve the request. And then it fades away. You can see that we're all set. So if I try to add his friend again, it already has that data in there telling me my friend request was sent successfully. But 5 minutes later, if I refresh and come back or whatever, and I try to add him as a friend again, let's see what happens. It said, please wait. You have a friend request pending already for this member. They must approve it when they view their request list. And if he tries to add me at this point, it's going to tell him I already requested him. It's going to instruct him to go check his friend list. That's exactly how it works. And so all we have to do now is allow people to accept those friend requests. So that means making a list. So when I go to my profile, I need a link to my friend requests. That way I can check my list.
So stay tuned for part number 3. Now I'm going to make sure